Okay, last Thursday we ended shiur with two possible ways to learn the sugya on the top of the other, and without a clear guide as to which of the two options was preferable. Just to illustrate the kasha, Reuven brings that there's a similar gemara in Masechtas Yevamos, the Aflamit test, I believe. It's a similar gemara. I think we've had, those of you who learned the third parak of Makis, had there a case where there's a fellow who doesn't know who his father is. His mother was married to one person and was divorced, married a second man shortly thereafter, and afterwards was pregnant and gave birth. And the question is, who's the father? Is the first husband the father and it was a 9-month pregnancy? Or is the second husband the father and it's a 7-month pregnancy? The Gemara deals with the situation and what the halachic ramifications of the situation are. That's a sugya in Makis. So the Gemara in Yevamos asks, right pregnancies are 9 months. Right pregnancies are 9 months. Why don't we go past the right? Why don't we say that the father is the one that indicates a 9-month pregnancy, the first husband? Because right pregnancies are 9-month pregnancies. So, well, why do you have a suffix of which one's which? So the Gemara answer is in Achinam. We do go according to Rav in a normal case. We're talking here in a case where she didn't show a pregnancy until later. Normally a woman 3 months into pregnancy starts to show. The pregnancy is large enough that her friends and they can see on her that she's pregnant. Called Hooker Havlat. Havlat is noticeable. So in Achinami, if it was Hooker Havlat after 3 months from the first husband, then in Achinami, then we would go but arrive and say that the first husband is the father. But the case here is that it wasn't Hooker Havlat until later. But since Rive Nashim, a Hooker Havlat after 3 months, so that makes a reyus in saying that it's the first husband. That's what the Gemara says. So there's a rive that says, rive, nashim are pregnant for 9 months, which says the first husband is the father. But then the time in which the pregnancy became noticeable, started to show, was later, and that indicates the second husband. So it's a reyus as the first rive. But there also, we had two grants on the board. You can make exactly the same. We can make exactly the same two grafts on the board that we had in our Gemara. This is the same thing. This is all pregnancies. And let's say 90% of pregnancies are complete pregnancies, are 9-month pregnancies. And 10% are 7-month pregnancies. So the Gemara says, why don't you go bus a ride? The Gemara says, the parents, because her Uber wasn't nicker until later. We have the same thing that you can learn that Gemara two ways, and either way is a problem. You learn the Gemara, say 10%, 90%. Now, what percentage of the 9-month pregnancies have a late show their over later? You can learn that 20% show late, or you can learn that less than 10%, that 5% show late. If 20% showed the pregnancy later, she showed the pregnancy at a later point. You follow what's going on here with the chart. Okay? If 90% of women have a 9-month pregnancy, 10% have a 7-month pregnancy. Now, this of the 90% of women, most of them show after 3 months. You have 20% who have a 9-month pregnancy, right? It's a 9-month pregnancy, which means the first father is the father, but they show late. Okay, that's this percentage. 20%. This is the Metzius. So then again, Reich should say, who's the father? The first father. Because we're dealing with someone who showed late. If you say only 5% on 9-month pregnancy that show late, she showed late. So then Reich should say that the second father is the father. So the kasha is very similar to the kasha. It's identical to the kasha I asked on our Gemara. Same kasha there. You say there's one big right, and then there's a smaller right within it. Who cares about the big number? You should have to just deal with this piece. These are the people that show at the later time, either the 7-month pregnancy, so she became pregnant later, that's why she showed later, or the 9-month pregnancy, and she shows late. So Bentin is going to say again that it's 50-50. And that Gemara also, that just as many women have 7-month pregnancy as have 9-month pregnancy and show late.
Right,
the Gemara's lashon is it ruins the first right. What is, I don't know what those words mean. I don't understand. In our Gemara, the 90% is the Sulais.
Right.
The 10% is Almanais. And then this 25, whatever you say, percent, is the Sulais who have no Kyle. I don't understand. Who cares if it's Sulai Ruba on the first right?
If there's no, but if there is no right one way or the other,
so that means we should just examine
but,
the.
But if there is no right in that, then all we have here is the case is the right has been ruined. It's not part of the right, but there is no right one way or the other for us.
What does it mean there's no right one way or the other? Let's take only that small wedge and judge that.
If it's precisely equal, then you're right.
It seems to be a bit of a zeichin to say that. No, then it's not Yisrael Aruba, then it's just 50-50. The bigger right doesn't exist. What do you mean Yisrael Aruba? That just doesn't exist. There's a machlokes in Hilchos Treishis in a situation first let me just give you as a hagdama that most of the animals are not treishis. Right, behemoths ain't treishis for sure. Most animals live more than 12 months. Right, animals are not treishis. If something were to happen, let's say you shecht an animal and before you get a chance to check the lung, you lose it. Lung gets lost. Somebody cleans up the room and takes it and throws it out. We assume the animal is kosher. You know, you're supposed to check the lung. But right behemoth are ksheiros. Right behemoth are ksheiros. It's a pesher, there's a knas. Maybe you remember that. When you're a day, it's a pesher and throws out the lung. We can't see him. But generally, nevda hareya, the behemoth is kosher. Because we assume that right behemoth are ksheiros. General rule in Hilchos Treishis. Similarly, if you have a hole, you find a hole in the animal, in a place that would make it a treishis, but you have a reason to say it came later, to be Taylor that it happened after Shechita. The same thing with Taylor, because we assume most animals are treishis. The Shaila, in the following situation, One of the traces is a situation where there's water in the brain. Water in the brain is a tracer, but only if the water is on the outside part of the brain, against the skull. If there's water inside the brain, but it's hamayach makif aysay, but it's totally surrounded by the flesh of the brain, that's not a trachis. A trachis is only water on the outside part of the brain. The ma'aser shahaya, where they shechted an animal, and they cut the head of the animal, and they found that there was mayim, there was water in the brain. However, they were unable to determine where the water was, because they had already cut it off there. Before they realized that there was mayim there, they already cut up the head. And for that reason, they had a shayla. They said, we don't know. There's water in the brain. We don't know where. Now, there's a second right. Right times that you find water in the brain of an animal, it's usually good. It's usually in the inside part. Right times that you find mayim in the mayach, it's usually fine. It's usually on the inside of the flesh of the mayach. That's usually not a problem. Question. What should we do? We have an animal that had mayim in the mayach, and we don't know if it was on the outside or on the inside. How should we paskin the din of this animal? What would you say? Go bust the right and what? Which right do you want to go bust? The right animals like sheris or right animals with water have water inside the brain? They both indicate that it's kosher. Do you hear the shayla? They both indicate kosher. So what's the shayla? Again, most animals are kosher. Another right, that most animals that have water in the brain have the water in the brain in a place that doesn't make a trace. That's within the brain, not against the skull, not on the outside of the brain. Now you have an animal that has water in the brain, but you don't know where. So what should the din be? Well, I get to what it says in Shulchan Aruch. I want everyone to appreciate the shadow. What should the din be? Kosher. Two rows of things kosher. Right animals are kosher, and right animals of water are kosher. It's true. And therefore, logically, what should be? Huh? You're showing you one right. One right is also good. You're right, that's what makes it similar. What you're saying is correct. But does everybody hear the shayla? You guys in the back here too? You hear the nidai? Most animals are kosher. That's across the board. Most animals that have water in the brain, usually it's also kosher. Usually the water's in a good place. And here you found an animal, and you know it has water in the brain, you don't know where, so what should be the deal? You ask me, it's a no-brainer. It's an easy thing, right? It's a simple thing. It should be no problem. Comes it to a shar, and he says, 1 minute, there's a Gemara Kesubah that says, I. What's this case? We'll draw it out again. You see, it's exactly the same thing. What's the case here? This is Dagmar. You have all the animals in the world. I don't know what percentage is traced. Let's say 10% are traced. Right? 10% are traces. And 90% have shares. So normally, if you don't know when it happened, you go, but the right, you say, right animals are shares. Here, it's Raleigh Ruba. Here, we found water in the brain. Here, we found water in the brain. Let's say I make a chart of all the animals that have water in the brain. Let's say 20% have water in the brain. But of those 20% right are kosher, which means that only a small sliver are trace. So the ones that have mayim, this is all the ones with water in the brain. Right? Of them, only a small percentage have water. So that Raiva is still kosher. So you would have, let's say, 18% kosher and 12% trei, once it has water. So he says that's Israelei Ruba. That's Israelei Ruba. Because now the Raiva of 90% sheris is Israel. You found water in the brain. Israelei Ruba. Once it's Israelei Ruba, we know the bus are right. Once you found water in the brain, the percentage of trefus goes up once you find water. Of all animals, 90% are kosher. With water in the brain, it's a bigger percentage.
Why
it's water,
right?
With water in the brain, you have 12 out of 20%, perhaps. 12 out of 30%, you have 12 out of 30%, so you have 40 and 50, okay. So it's like to assure that that was a mara. And it's no good.
Why is that not good?
What? Why? This is the kasha we had on our Gemara. The Tzvushar says, he says, this is our Gemara. You have a right of 90%. But that right of 90% is ruined because it has water.
Why?
It has water in the rank. This is what the Tzvushar passes this trade. But you're saying, the Chavitas brings, the Chavitas of Simen Nun brings it to our shard. What's the problem? You still have rights. So it's two rights. Doesn't make it worse. You still have rights. Ignore that right, David. Cherish. Just look at this percentage of animals that have water in the brain. It's still right, says it's kosher. Right still says it's kosher. Abadah says the Gemara and Sudis is talking that sliver is only 5% of them. Of Shemlehem Kael, of the Sulis that have no Kael, that's less than Alman. So the Chavitah says our Gemara is talking in the 5% case, where once there's no Kael, odds are it's an Alman. And then maybe you can compare it to the Trefus case. What we see from this is that the Chavis Das learned our Gemara. We had Friday the two grants. The Chavis Das learned our Gemara, the 5% case. Where once there's no Kyle, Reif says it's an Alman. We see the Tzvua Shar learned our Gemara this way, that it's 20% that Engel Kovach is a Psula. And Apal Pikain, it's no good. Now we had a problem with each Shita. These problems carry over till the Shreifa. But at least we see that the Gedalia Apayas gives it to Ashur and the Chavis Das, each one learned our Gemara one way. Ashur learned the 20% case, and the Chavis Das learned the 5% case. So we had difficulties. We didn't know how to learn, but at least we see that Lamaisa, the Apayas can learn it either one of the two ways. Either way, we had problems. Problems with Lashon HaGemara and problems with the Svara. At least we see that the actual life learned the Gemara. It's very hard to Swishar. The Svara of the Swishar is very hard to understand. Why doesn't mean Israel Ruba? It's right, it's right. So I'm not answering. I'm not telling you how to learn the Gemara. We had two ways to learn on Thursday. Each way we had a problem. I'm not answering the question. I'm just telling you that I have a makar for each sheet. The Swishar learned the 20% mahalo. And the Chavis Das learned the 5% malice. I have a makar for each one of the two ways to learn, which is correct. I can say it's correct because I don't have any answer to any of the kashas. But it appears that they lamaisa had two ways to learn. It's not the meaning of those chapters. Okay, let's move on into the next piece of Gemara. Now we come to a sugya of Shaver. Sugya of Shaver, which is here in this Masechta, a very short sugya. Okay, before we begin, just what does it mean kais ben shaiver and ein kais ben shaiver? I lend you money and you give me a shtar. I come back later and I say I lost my shtar, I'd like you to pay me. So if you hold kais ben shaiver, what does that mean? You're afraid to pay me because you're afraid that I'll that I'll come later. So therefore you say, I don't want to pay. What I do is I write a shaver. A shaver is a receipt. I give you a receipt. And then later, if I'll come to Bonite a second time, you'll say, here's my receipt, I paid already. Why isn't that a good method? Why should that be a dispute? The reason it's a dispute is because the person who gets the shaver, I don't want to hold on to the shaver, to the receipt. I don't have the responsibility of holding on to the receipt. If I lose the receipt, I'm going to lose money. I'm not interested. The paperwork, it's a big hassle to save all the papers I get. I'm not interested in saving, holding on to the shaver. So there's a machlokes in the Gemara. Main sugi is there above a basra. If kais me shaver, what's the right thing to do? Is the right thing to say, let him pay, kais me shaver, I don't have to watch the shaver? Or is the right thing to say that it's not fair? Why should he have to watch the shaver? That he didn't lend the money on that one? No, he'll say, I'm not going to pay back. I don't want to pay you until you find a shtar. If you don't find a shtar, I don't want to pay you. What? The rosh shtar initially. The rosh shtar initially. Okay, that's the first question. Good. I hear what you say. Okay, let's see. Let's see how this works. The first line of the Gemara. Lecha shtilma mafke eidim b'hai beidina v'gavya. V'hadar mafkel aleksuva b'hai beidina v'gavya ba. What's the Gemara's kasha? Why should the husband have to pay with Eidei Hinuma? She wants the Ksuba. We say pay because I have Eidei, that was Yotabi Hinuma. Let him say, I don't want to pay. Why don't I want to pay? I'm afraid that I'm going to pay you today. And in a week from now, you're going to pull out the Ksuba, and you'll go to a different Bezdin, and you'll make me pay a second time. Does that kasha make sense? I admit I owe you money. I don't want to pay because I'm afraid that you're going to do something dishonest later. How do you understand that kasha? There would be no answer of shaiva. There would be no answer. Does the kasha really, does it make sense? I say, I agree I owe you money. I owe you money. No shaiva. But I don't want to pay you because who knows? Maybe you're crooked. Maybe in a little while you pull out your ksuv and you'll come on me a second time. There's nothing wrong with the taina. Nothing wrong with the taina. Bother anybody? No, I don't feel fair. Is it really more than a bari neshama? I'm bari, I owe you money. And I'm neshama, maybe you're going to steal from me later. Maybe you're going to come to the super later and you'll money.
I want you to start, we're not disputing whether the loan was done or the star or not.
So I definitely owe you money, no Shaila. Yeah, it's a different kind of shema, but it's a shema because you might steal from me later. I want to be off the hook from paying today.
You guys want to get them start back. You want to pay the money, get them start back.
No.
I want my start back.
I lost the star. Now what should I do?
Well, then,
I'm going to give you a shiver. You're just afraid you may lose the shiver, and I may cheat you. And they're fine to start. Might happen. I cannot pay my chayvis because maybe. You have to remember.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I don't want to pay because maybe later I'll have a
loss. But you're not saying maybe I don't owe you money now. I'm not sure if I owe you money now.
It's even worse. They certainly should have to pay. You know what it's like? I'll tell you what it's like. Like, any day of Pratiha. I know I borrowed money from you. I don't remember if I paid. But then I have to pay. If I know I borrowed money, and I have any day, I don't know, I don't remember if I paid you. The law is that any day of Pratiha you have to pay. Because I definitely owe you money, and I'm not sure if I once paid you. Is that the same, not the same case, but it should be the same two sides? I definitely borrowed money. And I don't know if later you're going to cheat me by trying to come up with it. So what I was saying, basically, I mean, these kashas, Rabbi Chanan and Baba Basra, in the sugya they ask. He asks these kashas. Why can I say, I definitely owe you money, why can I say that I don't want to, because of a maybe, I don't want to pay. The nesivis, it's not the nesivis that I, you had in the photo that says, a different nesivis, Simon Andalit, who says what some of you are saying, that the din of a shtar is that when I give you a shtar, you lend me money, I give you a shtar, that shtar, it's like I paid up the side. When I give you the shtar, it's like I'm paid up. When you return the shtar, then I'll have to pay you. But it's a din in the agreement. Their agreement is, when I give you a shtar, it's ki'ilu, I'm settled with you. If you want to get money, you've got to come up with the shtar. So the one who says, Ein Kais Vin Shaver, bases his shita on this concept, that when I borrow money and give you a shtar, or when I get married and give you a ksuba, it lies in the rule of the shtar, that giving you a shtar, that is the final thing. Giving you the shtar, that's what does it. That lives in Dine Shtar, that's part of Dine Shtar. That when I give you a shtar, that's the way it is. That's the deal. The one who says Kites and Shiver, he says, really agrees that there's such a concept, but he holds that the Takana of Shiver is something which is also part of the agreement. Implicit in an agreement is an eighth of Shiver. But the main nekude of the discussion is, do you have to produce a ksuba in order to collect? Must you return the ksuba in order to collect? This is pshat in the sugya. And without it, it's very difficult. There are problems in the sugya. It's not a big pilpul. It's just a pshat in Kaiser Shaiva and Kaiser Shaiva, the assumption that you must give a shtar. Without it, there are going to be problems in our Gemara. It avoids problems without having to ask and an answer. The shaila is, do you have to return a shtar in order to get it? That's the need. Now in our Mishnah is a woman who's coming to Ben saying she lost her ksuba. Being that she lost her ksuba, she would like to run out without a ksuba. And her husband agrees that he owes her. They're not even fighting. She has Eide Hinuma. We know that the ksuba was 200 zuz. The husband is nervous about the future. Nervous about the fact that he's going to end up saving a shaiver. So the Mishnah says that she brings Hei Deinu when she has the test. The Gemara says, Am Rav Avos, I say Meres, this proves Christ and Shaiver. The only way this whole Shaka Vitalia makes sense is if you say Christ and Shaiver. You say Christ and Shaiver, then the whole thing makes sense. You say Christ and Shaiver, it doesn't make sense. The Papa says a different test. Rav Avos, the Vos says this is a proof of Christ and Shaiver. Now, one minute. The lady in our Mishnah, what's she running on with? She's bringing Eide Hinuma. She's bringing Eide Hinuma. I shall bring it to Balai. That's a Rada Shaiver for that. One second. She's bringing Eide Hinuma. It should be two possible for Shasha. If I pay her today with Eidei Numa, shesh number one, she may find it suva tomorrow and pull it out. That's his gemara. Besides this, if she comes with Eidei Hinuma today, maybe she'll come again with Eidei Hinuma tomorrow. Maybe she'll never find a ksuba. Maybe she'll come with Eidei Hinuma again in 2 weeks. Say, you owe me a ksuba, I have Eidei Hinuma. So the Gemara brings that on the bottom. See, after the next two dots, Valechosh Duma. Gemara later says, Valechosh Duma, Mafke Eidei Hinuma by Eidina Vagavia. Similar kasha, but it's not the same. Here the kasha was Shomanayim the first time with Eidei Numa, second time with Iksuba. There the kasha was Shomanayim the first time with Eidei Numa, and the second time with Eidei Numa. So the Gemara answered, welcome to Layafshir, Vade Kasvin and Shaitan. Our mission is Layafshir. You're going to say that Iksuba is not the issue. Because even if she would return to Ksuba, it could be a chashash, she'll come again with Eidei Numa. So the Gemara says, our mission, you have to write a receipt. Why do you have to write a receipt? Because by Ksuba, she could always come with Eidei Numa two times. That's what the Gemara says later. It means even in a place to Shankai's Ksuba. They have a place, the Gemara says, there's some place where they don't like Ksuba. So they come with Eidei Numa. You must write a Shaiver. That's Kuliyama. Hechad Allah Yafshir, Kuliyama holds you write a Shaiver. Problem is, if you're going to write a shaver anyway because of the shash of Eidei Numa, so come a second time with Eidei Numa, you have to write a shaver. Then this Gemara doesn't make sense. The Gemara says, Zaysay Meres Kaisu Shaver. Here you have to write a shaver anyway. You have to write a shaver because you're afraid she'll come a second time with Eidei Numa. And it's a makam to Layafshir. Regarding the shash of Eidei Numa, it's Layafshir. You see what's happening? A lady comes today with Eidei Numa, she's getting a ksuba. We all agree she never got a penny yet. So today she's getting. Today, we have to be chayshish that maybe a week from now she'll do either one of two things. She'll come again with Eidei Numa, or she'll pull out a ksuba. Gemara says, we must ride a shaiver, the kuliyama, because sure, she'll come again with Eidei Numa. Once you're riding a shaiver anyway, so we're writing it anyway, because it's Makam Delay Efshir. So then let's chat in this Gemara. This Gemara says, Zaysay Meret, Kaisvin Shaiver. From here we see, Kaisvin Shaiver, in the case of Kaisvin Shaiver, shall have a new Ksuba. So from here we can learn that you always write a Shaiver when someone loses their Shtar. You can't learn from here to every place that a person loses a Shtar. Because every time a person loses a Shtar, it's Efshir. You can say, I'm going to wait until you come up with the Shtar. So it's Efshir. Over here it's different. Over here you've got to write the Shaiver anyway for reason, for the second reason. Shash Eidei Numa. She's been there the first time with Eidei Numa. Right. Now she's going to come again. When the Gemara says, V'leichesh Numa Afkei Numa Hai Beidina, the Gavya, which is going to the second bedroom, and she'll say, pay me my ksuba again. Is that paid already? And she'll say, Eidei Numa is only going to prove that it's 200, if he claims it's 100. The fact that he paid already, so she'll be Tevayim. Be Tevayim again. What? To prove that it's 200. It's not going to prove that he didn't pay, but assuming that she's now meant to be Tevayim. A woman is never to be Tevaya after a Maisa Bez. You can't say Barazi. No, when the Gemara says she'll be Tevaya again with Eidei Numa, all it means is she'll prove the 200 with Eidei Numa. That's really all the Gemara means. But you're right. You're right. The Lashon Gemara is that she'll be Tevaya again with Eidei Numa. And she'll be Tevaya twice. The Gemara says you have to write a Shaiver anyway. Nothing to do with the Ksuba, with the Shtar Ksuba. You have to write it anyway because of this Chashash. That she'll be Tevaya twice. That's the case. You have to write it anyhow. So back in our Gemara, what's the issue? So this is a problem. Tosfos Zaysay Meres means to ask this kasha. It's complicated, but once you hear the kasha, hopefully you can see it. Does he say Seis Emeres? He means to ask this kasha. Seis Emeres, Kasha Shaver, Hapagap Dahaka Lo Yavsha. He has to ask Shaver anyway, Lo Yavsha, why? He killed a mech, he still met this with Suvata Beid. Shla Beid, the destruction was destroyed. Vahadra, the Gavya Beid Einuma, Kidamina Besam. Like the Gemara says, Leid, Shulmanai, with Eid Einuma. He's going to have a shaver anyway, because of the chash that she'll come a second time while we're calling with Eidei Numa, and he shall be tavei a second time, she'll say I was never paid. He needs a receipt anyway by every ksuba. So what's going on? What's the deal? Come up in Dayashak. The Balmanami Kaiser Shaver, the Ain Kaiser Biyama, Ami Yifakan, Kimishakalai, they have the Mashak Suha Biyada, Kidipirash. Tais is not so clear, but what Tais means, the Nesivis explains this in Simon Mem Aleph. He explains that the Pshat in the Gemara is the whole Machloikis of Ain Kaiser Shaver is the one who says Ain Kaiser Shaver holds what? The way we said, Enkos Shaver means if I gave you a shtar, I don't have to pay until you return the shtar. I don't have to pay as long as you have the shtar. You lost it, you're tough. I paid up, I gave you a shtar. I don't have to pay. The one who says Enkos Shaver holds it to din, I don't have to pay until you give me the shtar. If the issue is this din, I don't have to pay until you give me a shtar, then the Gemara makes sense. So I say Meres, Kaiser Shaver. We see from here that you do have to pay, even though the person didn't give you the shtar. See, if you would learn this Gemara the simple way, without any, just the word, Kaiser Shaver and Kaiser Shaver, then you have a kasha. Here you have to write the Shaver anyway because of the second Gemara. But if the lumdis of Kaiser Shaver and Kaiser Shaver is a different thing, the lumdis is, if I gave you a shtar, I have a right to say, I'm not paying until you return the shtar. That's the lumdis. I have a right to say I'm not paying until you return the shtar, or you bring witnesses that saw it be burnt, but otherwise I'm not paying. Then the first Gemara makes a lot of sense. So I say Meres, Kaiser, Shaver. You see from here that you write a Shaver even in the case where a person doesn't return a shtar. The point isn't that you write a Shaver. The point is you have to pay despite the fact that the shtar was not returned. But let's see the Shakavitari of the Gemara. I should tell you, in the Sivis, on the page of Shulchan Aruch, you have two parts to the Sivis. There's one part which is called Kedushin, and one part which is called Biurim. They're both written by the Sivis. And I mentioned that you should make a laning on the Sivis Zion. I meant the longer the Sivis in the bottom. On the page, unless you're familiar with it, you can't tell, because it says the words of the Sivis by the first thing. In the second, the Sivis in the bottom, which is a very geschmacka piece, the top of the second column, he explains Pshat in the Gemara the way I told you. The first 10 lines or so in the second column. And you work it through, it's Pshat, it just requires a certain amount of Haravanya. You'll see that this is the way he explains the Gemara. Now let's see, let's go through the Shaklavatari. Rapapa Amar B'makim She'en Kaisa Ksuba Askina. Amish is talking, no lost Ksuba. So the Makim Shein Kaisa Ksuba, that's the whole thing. Ika Damas Nilad. This Machlaikis, Rabbavon Rav Papa, Ika Damas Nilad, the same exact Machlaikis. But some people had a curiosity that they argued about the price. If the Ksuvas, she lost the Ksuva. Or it's Mina Ksuvas, she hit her Ksuva. Nishavat Ksuvas, so it was burnt. Or Rokdu Lepanea, Sachku Lepanea, Rafi Lepanea, Kaisha Besura. These are all things that show she's a psula. Same kasha. So basically, it's the same exact two sheetahs from Hora Papa. Just instead of talking about our Mishnah, which Rabbavo held as Avdak Suvasa. They're talking about this price, though, which is also talking about Avdak Suvasa, at least according to Rabbavo. In fact, the Gemara of Papa, Akra Papa, says, Mokim Shekhas of Suva, it looks of Asakatani. So she lost it. She lost it. It must have been written. And the Gemara, the custom law, he voluntarily wrote it for her. So he said, Mokimah Begavyava. Why does it help that the Mokim Shekhas of Suva, and he did it voluntarily? The Maitza, once she has a Suva, we should be Faishish, that he'll pay once, and then she'll take it out again. So Rav Papa, how could you say Ein Kais V'Shaiver? Mokim Shei Kais V'Shaiver and B'Mokim Shei Kais V'Ksuba. Here there was a Ksuba. Now Yivda, Yivda Bo'or. Yivda Ksubasa means we have Eidim was burned. So therefore, we cannot... She can't come again in Manayim with Ksuba. Yihachi Haino Nisrafa. That can't be. Says Yivda Ksubasa, says Nisrafa Ksubasa. It's a different case. Why did Tmina make one? It was Mishi Hira Ksuba. So Ivda Lamali. Now, call Ivda ki etmina b'femeinu dami. B'yala yavina la adi amri eidin israk suvasa. What's the terrible? We're going to Rav Papa. Rav Papa holds which way by a shaver? The place of Ravavo and Rav Papa, right? Ravavo says, I say meres, kais v'shaver. Rav Papa disagrees. He said, mokim shei kais v'shaver. Right? Who's this whole kash on? Well, Ivda Katani is got kasha on Rav Papa. Rav Papa said, we're talking a place he didn't write a ksuba. We had no problem with Rav Avol. Rav Avol says, Kaisen Shaiver. Rav Papa said, in Kaisen Ksuba, and in Kaisen Shaiver, so what does it mean, Ivda? The Gemara says, Ivda means Nisrafa Ksuba. Nisrafa Ksuba. If I say that it's Ivda Ksuba, so he'll be right there, you know. When I tell you that's not the case, you don't pay Ivda Ksuba. You only pay with Nisrafa Ksuvasa. Which makes sense, the way we're learning the Gemara. Rav Papa holds Ein Kais V'Shaiver, he holds you must surrender the document in order to be paid. So if you say you lost it, nothing doing. You must surrender the document if you want to be paid. This is the sheet of Rav Papa of Ein Kais V'Shaiver. So we have here Machlokes from the Gemara, Rav Avol, Rav Papa. Rav Avol holds you don't have to surrender the document, you can write a Shaiver. Lashon is Yoichal Halav Echadi. Should he not have to pay back and he'll be happy? He knows he's using someone else's money. So therefore, Kais V'Shaiver. The Papa says, Ein Kais V'Shaiver. Now, what does Ivda Ksuvasa mean, Mr. Fun? So the Nafkamina will be, if she just says, I lost my Ksuba, Rav Avol would say, you're my nine to write a Shaiver. The Papa says, you know my nine, because she doesn't have her Ksuba. We paskin Kais V'Shaiver. Halacha is, we paskin that you do write a shaiva like Rav Avol, and someone on Zayin, he says he lost his suba, we write a receipt, and you can have to save the receipt. The shaiva, in the following case, if I say, I lost the shtar, I lent you money, you gave me a shtar, and you might be gave me a shtar. Say, I lost my shtar. So normally, I could be tevei you. You pay me, I give you a shaiver. What happens if I lend you money, a five-year loan? You don't have to pay me for 5 years. And it's after 1 year, and I see I lost my shtar. What do I do? It's after 1 year. Right now, you're willing to admit that you owe me money. But I'm nervous. Who knows what will happen in the next 4 years? I come to bed and I say, you know, I'd like them to write me a new shtar. I've lost the shtar. In fact, it does not have to pay yet. It doesn't have to pay. Please write a new shtar that he owes me money. What's he going to say? What's he going to say? I don't want it because then you're going to end up with two shtaris. Maybe you'll find both. Maybe three or twice. The question is, what is the din in such a case? This is not the Gemara's case. This is a variation of the Gemara's case. The Rashbam in Bava Basra says that you write a second shtar. You write a second shtar. What's the logic to that? I let B'chayshu Shomanai twice. Huh? I have a receipt after the first one. Well, I have a shtar after the first one. Or something. Or something in his hand. When you lend me the first time, you're going to give me, you'll surrender a shtar. So I'll have that shtar, which will be proof that I paid rent. That's the Rashbam sheet. Rashbam says that just like Kaiser Shaver, that means that if you lose a shtar, we help you. We make the person pay, you write a shtar. Make like a new loan. Okay, why? What do you gain by that? As opposed to you make. All right, but again, you have to save a shiver. Okay, so there's not a real big difference if right now you give a shiver the first loan. If you write a new star, and then 4 years from now, when he pays, you say, I want a shiver. You have to save this to shiver 4 years left. As you're doing that, you have to save the shiver from there all the way. The question is if he doesn't agree. If he agrees, then there's no din Torah. So it's got to be the other person that says, I don't want to give you a second shtar. I already gave you a 5 year shtar. Yeah, so he says, I'm afraid you'll deny the whole thing. Right now you're on it. Maybe 4 years from now. If he denies, then I can't prove it, then I'll lose. But the situation is, where he admits he owes me money, he admits he has 4 more years to pay. I'm just nervous that 4 years from now, maybe he's not going to admit it. It's easy to admit now, you're paying 4 years. But then we have to pay our time. Maybe he won't. So the Rishbam says that you write a second shtar. The Rosh in the Tshuva disagrees. And he says, you do not write a new shtar. He says it's a Gemara Ksubis. Yivdak Subasa is Yivda Bor. If someone loses a shtar, if it's burnt, it's destroyed. Yivdak Subasa, Yivda Bor, if it was the fire. So then you write a new shtar. But then there's no possibility that you'll be Tavea twice. But the Gemara says, my Yivda Bor, it's not Yivda Bor, it's Tam Lord. You don't write a new shtar. So the Rosh disagrees with the Rashbam, and he has a Beferish Gemara. How would we answer this raya? How is a good raya? Gemara says you don't have to do it unless it's a bowl. The Shulchan Aruch passes back to Rosh. He says the Tar Gemara. Shach, Simin Mem Aleph, Sukkot Yod Aleph. What's going on here? This whole Gemara is going like Rapapa. Well, then Kaiser Shaver. What kind of raya is the Rosh bringing? This whole Gemara is Shalaya Libede Elkasa. This Gemara is going according to the Man Yama who says Ein Kaiser Shaver. According to the one who says Ein Kaiser Shaver. Nachinami. You don't write a new shtar unless you have witnesses the first one was destroyed. But we pass in Kaisen Shiver. So we pass in Kaisen Shiver. So the Nevdek Subasa doesn't mean Bo'or. Every time a Suba is lost, you write a new one. Today, Shara Kasha. The Kasha on the Rush. Nevdek Shach, Klar. If Nevdek Subasa, we pass in Kaisen Shiver. So just like you could write a Shiver, you could write a second. Write a second star, a second super, a second IOU, whatever it is. So therefore the Shach passes like the Rashbam. The Nesivis defends the Pesach of the Rosh. There's the Pesach of the Rosh who says that you do not write a second shtar. Why? Chayra, let's say you have two shtaras that you lent me money. You have two shtaras. But they're both on the same loan. The loan is on Sunday morning, 9 a.m., in the lobby of the yeshiva. I lent you $1,000 in front of plenty of place. You have two identical shtaras. You have two identical stars. What's the problem? You have one that I wrote you a year ago. Now I'm writing you a new one. What's the problem? What's going to happen 4 years from now? 4 years from now, you're going to come with one star, and you're going to say, you owe me $4,000, you owe me $1,000. I'll pay you the $1,000, what am I going to do? I'm going to get the star. The star is my receipt, right? The star is my receipt that I paid you. I'm going to get the star, I'm going to hold on to the star. Okay. No, I'm afraid a few weeks later, you'll pull out the second star, and you're going to come in Manayim. So what am I going to do? What am I going to do? I'll pull out the first star, which is my receipt. Right? This is what the Rashbam holds. Well, if there's a star, I'm not going to write a shaver. I have the star, I get the star back. You can't get the star back. Once I get the star back, I'm safe. But you see that you write a shaver, everyone will agree. The choice, the Rashbam, and the Rosh is whether you write your star. Okay, well, it's going to get confusing. Let's see why. You may be right. We have here in my place. The Rashbam sheet is you write a shaver. Is you write a second star? The Rashbam sheet is you write a star, and the Shach says he's right. You write a second star. If the tzuvah, so you do. If you hold kaisa shayva, you can write a second star. The Sita says no. By the second star case, it's different than the shayva case. Because what's going to happen by the second star? I'm going to pay. You're going to return the star to me. It's not like Agamara. In Agamara, the tzuvah is lost. Here, I'm writing you a second star. What's going to happen at the end of the time? You're going to return the star, and that will be my receipt. In fact, I got the star back. Later, you're going to come, you'll find the original star. You'll be Tevaya. I'll pull out my first star, I'll say, I have a receipt. What's my receipt? I already paid it, and I got the first star back. The Shita of the Rashbam is that's what I'll do, and that's how the Shach is passing. So I'll pull out the star, I'll pull it out later. Doesn't receive it. That's a pasha. That's a pasha. Why not? Well, it's foolproof. If you return the star to me, I know that it was paid. Is it din that kaisin star l'loiva afal pishein hamal ve'imad? The din is that you're allowed to write a star to the loiva even if the malva is not there. Which means, let's say I know I plan to borrow $1,000 from you. So I'm going to go meet you in your office and you're going to give me the money. I can go right now, take out a piece of paper, write, I owe Pliny Ben Pliny $1,000, and ask two witnesses to sign. Are witnesses allowed to sign such a thing? They didn't see the loan. The answer is yes. Kaisa shtar l'loiva. As long as they give me the shtar that says, I owe money, I'm the only one that can lose from it, and I have the shtar in my hand. Witnesses do not have to see the loan. Witnesses can sign a shtar that says that I owe Pliny money, but they have to give it to me. They can't give it to Pliny. And obviously, if they give it to Pliny, then Pliny will never give me the money, it'll just be today. But the loiva is the only one who stands to lose by this arrangement. And for that reason, we have a din that kaisa shtar l'loiva, afa pishein amal v'imai. That's the rule. Our Gemara talks about receipts. For whom do you write a receipt? The Malva or the Loiva? Who's it bad for? Who's the receipt bad? If she says pay, it's bad for the Malva. Right? The Loiva gets the receipt. The Loiva pays and he gets the receipt. A receipt you would only write for the Malva. If the Malva says, I received payment, Eidim would only sign and give it to a Malva. If a Loiva pulls out a receipt, so he wins. He has a receipt. That's the receipt. That's not the case of the Rashbam and the Rosh's argument. What are they arguing about? They're not arguing if you're writing a receipt. They're arguing, can you write a second shtar? Second shtar? Shtar of loan. I lent you money, Now I say I lost it. We want to make a second shtar. The Malvin's going to have two shtaris. What is the Rishbam saying? No problem. When he pays, he'll give one shtar back to the Leiva. And then if he ever wants to pay again, the Leiva will just pull out the shtar. Does that work? Picture. I lent you money. You're the Leiva. I'm the Malvin. I lent you money and you did this arrangement. You got a shtar ahead of time. You give me the shtar. You give me the shtar. 5 years later, I come back to you with the shtar. I say, here's the shtar. You owe me $1,000. You tell me, what do you mean? I paid you already. I say, what do you mean? I have the shtar. You say, yeah. But I wrote two shtars. I have a second shtar. You pull out a second shtar. Here's proof that I paid. Is that proof that you paid? Because you have a second shtar in the same loan that was returned to you? Just return the shtar. Nikra. You make a cut in your shtar. Return shtar, get the kriya. That's the general way it's done. What you're saying can have a shaka to what the receiver says. 1 minute. Nothing to see this. The Rashbam and the Rosh are arguing about something else. They're arguing not if you write a receipt. That's true. The Gemara says Kais Shaiva. They're arguing whether a return shtar is as good as a shaiva. Whether that ensures the liver. They said, no. A return star is garbage. If you're a liver, you're going to pull out a star. You see, I paid. Proof you I paid, I have a star. You know what that's going to say to you? Say, you touch the star of the liver. I'll be saying, now the email. Maybe when you originally wrote the star, you wrote two. You could have written 10. The liver could write as many stars. Witnesses would sign it. You don't have to see the loan. So the fact that you have a shtar, that doesn't prove it was paid. Maybe you have the shtar from day one. You never gave it to the Malvi. You never got it back. But to see this, we don't write second shtars. Because second shtars are going to make problems. Because later when it's time to pay, he's going to be an innocent person, this Malvi. He's just going to, the life is going to be an innocent, honest person. He'll pay the money, get his shtar back, think he's home free, and he won't be home free. Because receiving the shtar in return doesn't prove anything. Not because you're going to require a shaver. I might even pay on the shtar as a shaver. Okay, no, I mean, it'll work. But the Rosh says we can't write two shtaris. Because if we write two shtaris, later when the labor pays, the mob will just return one shtar to him. The labor will think he's okay, and he's not okay. So that there's a difference between Kaisen and Shaiver and Kaisen Shnei Shtaris. Let's see this argument. Kaisen and Shaiver works. You're talking Kaisen and Shaiver. But the Shef made a mistake if he thinks it's a raya that Kaisen and Shtar Shaini. Rashbam says Kaisen is second Shtar. Let's see this. No, the Rosh is right. You can't write a second Shtar. Because with Chayshish, that later, when he pays, he'll get the Shtar returned to him and he'll think it's proof and it doesn't prove anything. That you'll do at the end of the 5 years. Right now, to give him a second star, we're afraid that 4 years from now he'll pay, get the star back, and they'll have trouble.
Wait,
so that could be what the shark really holds. The shark could be holds. You write a second star now. 5 years now, we'll remember to write a shiver. Because the Rishbam is Chayshish that we won't. To give him now a second shtar, too much. Because normally, he'll pay the way a person normally pays, he'll get a shtar back.
When the loan is originally made, the wife has to go and get the shtar written up and get the agent to sign it. The Malva doesn't ever sign it, but it's
all the contract. Malva gives money. There's no reason for a Malva to sign.
His name is
done. It's plenty of explaining. Signature. Yeah, there's no reason for a Malva to sign a star. But it's to his benefit. His signature is not needed. If I lend you money, you have to give me a paper that you signed that you owe me money. If you pay with a check, does the one who receives the check sign it? No. The one who gives the check sign, the one who receives it has to sign it. It's only to his benefit. If he'll deny you ever got it, he won't get paid again. Right? It's only the. Anyway, this is the Machlokes, the Rosh and the Rashbam. Okay. Tomorrow we'll finish that. The Shaiva, we'll try to do something next tomorrow. Apologize, we've got a bit late.